Thank you. That was beautiful. All of our lives, we are on a search. We may characterize this search differently at different stages of our life. But in reality, there is only one search, and that is the search to know and understand God and to know who we truly are. I believe that everyone, in one way or another, gets signs, feelings, glimpses, and even experiences that there is more to life than what they are experiencing with their five senses. The problem is that we don't know how to explain it or to label it, so we label it sometimes as good luck, smart move, meant to be, and yet deep within, we know that there is more to these experiences than meets the eye. Human beings instinctively, since the beginning of time, have searched for a higher being, a higher power to fulfill their needs. Now, this search becomes frustrating because every time that we reach a goal, we think that we have found the formula of how to make things happen. And once again, we find we are dissatisfied because we are not happy. We keep asking ourselves, is this all there is? The law of expression says, as within, so in manifestation. That which we think with feeling, emotion, becomes our experience. Whether we consider it good or bad, we will experience it. In our daily life, we must stop depending on the things of the world. There is this still small voice which constantly is telling us to turn to me and I will turn to you, for you are my beloved in whom I am most pleased. We seek many things out here in the world. This is because we believe we know what's best, or our parents know what's best, or our best friend knows what's best. We think we know ourselves so well, while in reality, we hardly know who we really are. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, it says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else." The truth is, there is only God. God is truth, law, and principle. God is the truth of all being. God fills all on heaven and earth. We are all born with our divine Father with us and in us. The urges and desires that we have are all about knowing God. In Luke it says, "Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Our human mind, our consciousness, cannot understand the things of God, so it interprets our needs and wants for something out here in the world. Yet no matter how much we search, we are never fully fulfilled. There is always something missing. What our soul longs for is to return to our Father, God. Jesus told us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." For we of ourselves can do nothing. We often don't even know what we're supposed to do. The only wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that there is in the universe of God. When we have a relationship with God, it is His wisdom and knowledge and understanding that guides us, that leads us. The title of today's lesson may seem simple enough: Let God Be God in Your Life. I suspect that most of us here this morning want God in our life. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be here. However, this is not as easy as it sounds. In the call to worship, I said that the silence is a state of consciousness. This is so because the silence is God's state of consciousness. So what is consciousness? Consciousness is our awareness of our present realization. It includes our experiences, our knowledge, beliefs, views, ideas, emotions. Everything that we are aware of is part of our consciousness. Our subconscious mind stores our memories, home of our habits. It is the storehouse of our past thoughts and experiences, our likes and dislikes, and according to the revealing word, it carries on all the bodily functions such as circulation, breathing, digestion, and so forth. The revealing word says that divine intelligence works perfectly in all of our organs, in all of our internal organs. However, when man interferes through ignorant thinking, that may change for us. The God consciousness means God's awareness of himself, hence of all there is. Because God can only be aware of himself and his nature. God cannot be aware of that which is imperfect and temporary. Therefore, our true nature is of God, meaning that we too are eternal beings made from the God substance. It does not mean that we are gods. It means that we are the children of God, made in his image and likeness. However, until we have the full realization of the truth of our being, we will be living our life believing that we are separate and apart from God. You see, when we are centered on the human way of living, we experience challenges, struggles, pain, and rejection, among other things. When we are God-centered, ready to do God's will, it is the presence of God that manifests through us all that is good and very good. Now, God can only give of his nature. His nature is the one good. Joy, abundance, wholeness, perfection, love, beauty, wisdom, and so much more. We, however, are very stubborn. We want to change and fix or eliminate what is wrong or imperfect in our life. If we haven't figured it out yet, we will eventually realize that we can fix one thing, but sure enough, something else is going to pop up that needs fixing. Living by human standards and beliefs is a merry-go-round that won't end until we stop and say, enough, I want to know God. Many in the world believe they will know God when they die and they go to heaven. But this will not happen. We can know God. We are to know God right here where we are. God is to function in our daily life right here where we are. Once we have the spiritual realization of who we are, a spiritual being, one with God now, then will we know and experience God's kingdom right here on earth. You see, God so loved us that he gave us his only Son, the Christ, to dwell within us. It takes trust and faith and being still to know and experience God and the Christ in our life. The Christ within is constantly knocking at our door, the door of our consciousness, trying to get in, to lead us, to show us the way, to light the path, so that we can unfold to the Christ within. Now, God does not force us to do anything. We have free will to choose what we will do. When we turn to God, it will be because we are ready to do the spiritual work that will prepare us to do His will. Then will we have God being God in our life. So we can spend all the time we want trying to make it all better, or we can turn to the one principle, the one source and substance of all, by abiding in His silence, to listen, learn, and be prepared to return to the kingdom. Jesus told us, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness to truth." This is also our purpose. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "Ye shall seek me and find me, when you shall search with me with all your heart." Meaning, when we search for God is our only desire. As we search for God, to know God only, then will we find and know truth. This journey is an inward one, for God our Father is found within our own being. He fills everything. Whether we call it good or bad, He fills everything. Bible scripture says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world." The word corruption does not mean judgment or bad. The word corruption means anything that is not of God. We are corrupted when we treat ourselves and others as being separate and apart from God, as if we could have a being, a life without divine spirit. We are already partakers of the divine. We may not be conscious of that. And to be conscious of that, we have to spend time being still, being quiet, so that we can feel our oneness with our Father. There is only one divine spirit, one God and one truth, one soul and one life, and that is God. We, along with all others in this world, are one with our Father. Whether we know it or not, we live and move and have our being in God. Whether we are experiencing this oneness now does not change the fact that we are already one with our Father. The search that we are on is to have conscious awareness, the conscious realization of this oneness. We are of God, not of the human. However, because we put our faith and trust in the things of the human experience, we continue to feel and be conscious of the mistaken belief that we are not a part of God. Listen to James 1:4. "Let patience be your friend." Do her perfect work. I got ahead of myself there for a second. It is important to understand that spiritual unfoldment is a process. Like all processes, it takes time. Patience and faith are our friends. We can't rush our unfoldment because we believe we have found God. Just like we can't give another our consciousness. I believe that young people reject their parents' way of thinking and seeing the world because they want their own way of being and seeing the world. And we have to let them do that. We have to let everybody, whether it is a child or an adult, a friend, a spouse, a colleague, they must do what they must do. Everybody must do what they must do. Everyone, eventually, and I truly believe this, will turn to the Father. Everyone will find their way back to God's kingdom. But we must be patient. We must be patient and allow others to follow their heart. Because what we experience out here in the world, I am convinced, are lessons for us. But the lessons are spiritual lessons, not human lessons. Everyone must have their own relationship with God. We can't give that to anyone, and we can't take that away from anyone. In Hebrews 10:36, it says of patience, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promises." Let us learn to let God be God in our life without any direction from us. We must turn to God with a pure heart, which means we go to God for the pure purpose to know Him, and that we want to learn how to serve His purpose, which in reality is our purpose. When we serve God's purpose, we experience all of His attributes. But let us go to God not for the things. Let us go to God for the joy of being in His presence. Remember, that relationship is our relationship. Let us wake up in the morning ready to be the instruments through which God may express and manifest. You may ask, how will I know that it is God working in my life? You will know. Perhaps it may start in small ways or major ways, but you will know. I've told a story many times in the past, but some of you are sort of new to the church, so I think I can tell it again. There was this Japanese entrepreneur who was extremely successful, very, very successful. So this magazine decided to do a little article on him, so they interviewed him. They asked him, why are you so successful? How do you make all these very tough decisions? And he said, when I have a proposal to look at, to consider, I swallow it. If I don't get indigestion, I know I should do it. Here is my interpretation of what that means. When he got a proposal to do something, he would sit with it, and then he would leave it alone. And if it felt right to him, in his heart, he would do it. And he never made a mistake. We need to sit with our Father day in and day out, so that we may start to learn how to know Him, how to listen to Him. He doesn't need to listen to us. He knows us. He knows our heart. He knows our soul. He knows that we are His beloved. We need to know God. So when a situation appears in your experience, let it be for a while. Whether it's a problem or not, whether it's something that you consider good or bad, just let it be. Let it be, and then eventually you will get the sign that says which way for you to go. We need to still our minds on a regular basis. We need to spend time in the silence on a regular basis. If you're not satisfied with the way life is going for you, just be still. You have God's life right now. It is there. But we must do the work so that it can be opened in our experience. When things seem dark and we don't understand what is going on, let us be still. Let us not rush to judgment. Calm our emotions and just let it be. Trust me, you will know what you need to do. If we turn to Him on a regular basis, not to get things, but to know Him, He will be God in your life. Our job is to turn over and over to Him so that He may reveal His grace, His love, His joy, His understanding, and so many other things. Just be still. Let us not allow the thoughts or feelings of the past or anxiety about the future creep in. God is known in the now, in the present. He doesn't know anything about yesterday or tomorrow. He knows now. So we need to know God in the now. We need to be present for God in the now. And let us learn to treat others with love, with patience, without judgment. We are all of God, and all will eventually wake up from the dream that put Adam to sleep. And we are all Adam. It is in stillness and quietness that we will be awakened from the false belief that God has left us. Then it is that we have conscious awareness of the Father's house, and His promise is fulfilled in us. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, has wise guidance when it says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto thy sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them. Let us remember that we are never alone, for God can never leave us. You see, it isn't God who left us, it is we who left God. God will never leave or abandon us. We are His children. We are of His nature. Our true being is as our Father, of His nature. We are of His nature. So today, let's start, if we haven't yet begun, to turn to God throughout the day. Maybe 3 or 4 times a day for 10, 15 minutes, just to be still. And we will know God, and we will know ourselves. Our life is of God, for God our Father fills both heaven and earth. While we have the freedom to choose, let us remember that if we turn our back on God, we must face the experiences and sometimes the consequences that going it alone brings out here in the world when we find ourselves alone. Yet if we choose our Father and allow God to be God in our experience, we will know God, the one who fills all. Can we put this lesson to practice? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? If you feel comfortable, close your eyes. Let go of your bodies. Just relax. Relax and be still. Isaiah 44:6 reminds us by revealing, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Let us turn within every day in perfect silence for the pure pleasure of being in our Father's presence. Today, let us practice the presence of God with a listening attitude. This is the signal that we are ready to be still and listen within. And then will we be an instrument for God's expression. Let us be still and turn our focus and attention within. Let us rest in the Lord, open our inner ear to listen with our heart and soul. Proverbs tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let us be still. God is our destiny. We could choose to delay our destiny, but the moment will come when our understanding is clear, for it will be the light of the Christ that we will know. Let us not be afraid. God our Father is always with us. Let us seek God and His spiritual understanding. Father, we are so grateful for your guidance and spiritual knowledge. We turn to you to listen, not to talk or ask anything of you. We are an empty vessel ready for you to pour your divine wisdom through us. We are listening, Father. Your servant heareth. And so it is. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his face upon you and is gracious unto you. He gives you his kingdom. Amen.